Listening Library presents Amelia Fang and the Barbaric Ball by Laura Ellen Anderson. Read for you by Zoe Thorne.
Chapter 1. Flabbergasting Falafels. It was a dark and gloomy Wednesday night in Nocturnia. Countess Frivolita Fang sipped at her scream tea and tapped the dining room table with her long black fingernails as the clock struck 4 a.m.
Drake, my darkness, you do know it's our annual barbaric ball in just 3 nights, cooed Countess Frivolita. We still have the invitations to send, catering to sort out and... Oh, did you book the Howling Wolf Band?
Count Drake's eyes widened.
I'll phone them tonight, dearest rat brains.
And Drakey, you'll need to wear your best suit for the ball, none of those Hawaiian graveyard shirts you like so much. We really must find a way to unstick all that goblin slime from last year's ball, too.
Goblins were notorious for leaving slime trails. Stickier than the stickiest superglue, they were impossible to remove.
Not another barbaric ball, moaned Amelia Fang, slumping back into her chair.
They're always full of old monsters wearing too many frills and far too much eau-de-decay.
Amelia had just turned 10 and would much rather be hanging out with her best friends, Florence and Grimaldi.
Amelia Fang, I won't have any of that bat chat from you, said the Countess sternly.